Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rick Matheson's here. Rick's back. He's a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, Chief Executive and Creative Officer at imatheson.com. He's the author of Branding Unbound and The On-Demand Brand, which I just alluded to in the previous segment. He's one of our strategic marketing experts and our good friend Rick Matheson. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back. So, Rick, I've been talking to my audience about these new interfaces that, when I came up in the early days. You know, we interfaced with customers by being face-to-face with them, right? That was the main form. And there was some advertising and everything, but most of our work was face-to-face. That was the interface. Now the interface is a two-dimensional screen, and our challenge that the small businesses have in competing with Amazon is getting ours, because the only thing we can compete against the big tech, the big companies, is with our special sauce, not our products, not even our service, certainly not our price. All we can do to get them to love us is to for them to fall in love with our special sauce. And I've been talking about how do we deliver that special sauce to that new interface, that new two-dimensional interface. What do you think?
Yeah, it really is incredible, Jim. And, you know, for small businesses, what's great, and we've talked about this on the show before, is that since the start of the pandemic, when everyone's had to sort of move from that face-to-face interface to this two-dimensional screen interface, a lot of small businesses are stepping up and saying, hey, hold my beer. I'll show you how it's done. And they've been doing just amazing things. You know, I think that 2021, I feel like at least now in terms of the pandemic, that hopefully we've turned a corner and that there's light at the end of the tunnel. But it is important to know that it's not going to be a cakewalk. It's probably going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And we're all going to have to bring our A games into play. And I think what some of these really inspiring and innovative small businesses are doing to interface through digital channels this year, the things that they're teaching us and the dynamics that are starting to take place, that it seems that winning in 2021 is going to come down to thinking smarter, thinking smaller, and maybe thinking sillier.
What about smarter? What do we need to get smarter? Because one thing you said, we're going to have to bring our A game. The problem is our A game in 2021 is not the same as our A game January 2020.
That's right. In fact, you're a small retailer. You're a local restaurant, a diner. If you weren't doing much digital, you know, in March 2020, you are now, right? And what's interesting is people got the systems in place. They started to learn to work through these new interfaces. That's not going to be enough now. Mm-hmm. And the smartest of these small companies are saying, okay, we've got the systems in place. It's not about just kind of, hey, hopefully we can keep enough business going until we get to the other side of this. They're blowing up their business model. They're looking at this and saying, how do we start over? How do we do a change our business model, modulate, mm-hmm. so that we can thrive in this economy and the next? And there's so many amazing examples. There was a story the other day about this company, a small sort of catering company called Cali Comfort Barbecue in San Diego, here in California. Well, their business was large sporting events. They were a caterer, and they brought the trucks and whatnot out to these big sporting events, and I believe they have a restaurant too. Well, when indoor dining started to shut down and all sports did shut down, they looked at everything. They put the systems in place to do more digital, and then they said, okay, well, this isn't going to work by itself. What do we do best? Let's focus on that. And they decided barbecue's their big thing. They ended up dumping 90% of their menu, just threw it out. Let's focus on things that travel well. It's going to be takeout and delivery.
Core competencies. Core competencies.
Core competencies. And then they used social. They used Facebook. They used Yelp Connect and other channels and promoted. Their philosophy was ABP, always be posting, planning, posting, promoting. Well, now at peak times, they're saying they're doing more business, selling more per hour at peak times than they used to do in full.
And they won't even go back. They'll probably never go back to the way they used to do business when things get back to regular.
Exactly. There's no going back from that. It may be a new version of that, but
what if you can't do that? What if you're not a barbecue company that can deliver on a truck? What if you got another kind of a business? How do you? I mean, it still comes down, in my opinion, you know, that barbecue was pretty handy to transport. That's still a product that got transferred. But if you don't have that, but what you sell is something people are still buying, they're just getting it from Amazon because Amazon's handier. How do we make those people say, wait a minute, I like doing business with Rick and Jim. Let me find out what's going on over there. But you and I both know they're not going to say, let me find out over there. They're going to say, oh, here's something from Rick and Jim. I like those guys. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And I think if you're a small, you know, small business America out there, I think a lot of it is still using that same philosophy that that Callie did, when sort of look at things, what can you change that makes sense and is going to work well in this environment, and then ABP, always be posting, planning, promoting. And I think, you know, if you look at small businesses, we talk a lot, Jim, about content and about being engaged with your audience online. Well, in your local communities, I think this next year we're going to see a lot of content that's locally based that is going to draw people in, or have something specific to your target audience that Amazon's not going to have the time to do and the pieces in place to do it. It's not their interest.
That's the reason I'm encouraging. I'm encouraging them, business owners, to do 60, 90 second videos and posting them as often as possible, and using their expertise, using those to deliver expertise / special sauce, not a marketing message so much. What do you think?
That's exactly right. And I think this next year, you're going to see even more of this sort of handheld video,
right,
you know, that's done right off the iPhone, streamed live often. That's going to be that secret sauce for these companies.
Yep. I think so, too. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to see what Rick means when he says we need to think sillier. I don't even know what that means. Silly? Who would be? I mean, I can't even imagine being silly. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. Right back with our good buddy Rick Matheson. He's the author of The On Demand Brand.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.